Do you still have that one? The fan. Fan in the bath. I want pizza! P-I-T-D-A! There's a fan!
Alright, bro.
There's a fan!
Welcome to another bath. Episode.
Okay.
A Billy Hello. And Gene? Sorry.
Welcome back. Cue intro.
Never back down. Never give up.
Welcome back to Billy and Gene, bruh.
Hey, guys. I'm Gene.
I'm Billy.
And we are not your lovers.
We're back this week.
Yeah, we're here. We're ready to go. Lots of things happening in our lives.
This week, I just want to say I don't give a fuck.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
We're kind of reaching that point. We're reaching that point of the pod.
No, I was like, I was excited to like wake up today. I was excited for podcasts. I was like, I don't give a fuck today. Like, let me drop it on him. I posted like 40 times on TikTok today.
Oh, so you're in like a posty mood. You're in a posty mood.
I'm like in a Post Malone.
I mean, dude, honestly, I feel like to be an influencer, to be a vlogger, you have to be an insane person who is like tweaking out every single day. You know what I mean?
Like the people who do like Vlogmas. Like have like 30th day of Vlogmas. Like they like vlog every day of December.
Yeah, dude. I remember it was Logan and Jake Paul. It was like every day, bro.
Foozy Tube. Oh yeah, it's
every
Foozy
day. Yeah, Foozy Tube's doing like a subathon. Now it's getting to the point where.
Did you see he said the N word on his subathon?
Yeah, I did see that.
He like was singing along to like a J. Cole song, and he said it. And he was like, "Fuck." He was like, I never fucking use that word. He was like, you can see I listen to rap songs every day on this subathon. And I said specifically, I always replace it with brother. Like, and I was like, you are like crazy. Like, what? And he was like in this like concrete room. And I was like, where are you?
Dude, it's just is like you're filming yourself 24 hours. You're like, how do you not go insane trying to entertain people for like that fucking long? Like,
do you ever feel like it would be different if we could see each other?
What do you mean?
During the podcast?
What do you mean? Oh, if we were, like, facing?
Yeah. Like, maybe if we, like, moved it more, like, this way. Like, oh, hey. Like, so it's more like we're having
like
a conversation.
Leaning. I don't like leaning like this.
We'll move the, if you move the pillows.
I mean, sometimes we'll look over for each other's, like, reactions and stuff.
It's just I don't weird. Like
this.
This
is,
yeah.
like, making eye contact. Yeah, I like staring into, like, nothingness. Like, I stare at just, like, a wall.
David. See, that's why we get moments like that, is because we're just talking into the abyss.
Like, stop laughing so hard at that shit.
Bro, why does David piss you off so fucking mad?
It's because you think it's so funny. Bugs me.
David. Oh my god, I forgot. Grace can't hear the sound effects.
It's double time a little bit.
Is it? I know it's like a little off, right?
Well, no, it's just making noise over there.
Is it like super loud in your headphones or something?
I don't know.
Oh wait, hold on. Give me a second.
Yeah, when we were kind of doing that the other day, when all the lights went out and it was just pitch black at 1 a.m. and me and Grace were awake.
Wait, the lights went out?
The whole power went out for the whole street. So we had no Wi-Fi. Like, my phone was dead and we couldn't charge it. Grace's phone died. It was really hot because we had no AC. And we just, like, ended up, like, giving up trying to do shit on our phones and, like, just sat and looked up at the wall and, like, talked for, like, a while. And then the power went back on.
I don't think I was in the area when that happened. It was on Monday?
Dude, it was, like, literally, like, the street or something. Like, I looked it up, and, like, no one was saying shit about it.
Would you say, like, you run these streets?
I run down them sometimes.
Like, when you come to your neighborhood, like, do you feel like you're, like, Princess Diana?
Princess Diana?
Yeah.
More like Hulk Hogan, but yeah.
When I, like, because, honestly, I went to the OC Fair. Like, we talked about that a little bit last week, but I didn't tell you, like, I brought some of my friends from, like, L.A. there, and we, like, went to the OC Fair, like, went to In-N-Out after, and, like, people were being so nice to me, and, like, like a few fans like recognized me, and I was like, I felt like Princess Diana. I was like, damn, like when I'm in my hood, I really do feel like Princess Diana. Like everyone was being abnormally nice to me.
What is this story?
Who's Princess Diana?
This is.
Wait, who's Princess Diana?
Yeah, I don't.
She was. Yeah, it's way too much explain.
I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory.
She was a princess in England, in Britain, in England. Where was it?
Yeah. UK.
Yeah, somewhere where they talk like that, and like, and someone killed her.
Someone JFK'd her ass.
Really? I mean, they made her get into a car crash, and she was writing in her diaries before being like, "They're trying to kill me." This is my impression of Princess Diana. So. We have to take the kids out to the park. Yeah, because she's always, like, looking down.
Is that the way you like, talk to the fans?
Yeah, I say, hello. Yes, very nice to meet you.
Oh, where's your beanie? Do any of them, like,
say? Where's your fucking hat? Come here. Where's your hat? And they, like, give me a noogie. Like, get the fuck away from me.
Freshman.
Touchy fans.
Piece of shit freshman.
Note to you, if you are a supporter and you touch me, too much, like on the waist or the lower back, don't touch me like that. That's weird.
Hey guys, this is all for Josiah's fans. If you see him in public, he likes, you know, a little pinky and stinky. He doesn't mind that shit.
So no, I do not like that. Bro, you've dealt with this too, like on tour, like just people do being like too touchy. I'm like, ew. Oh, I mean, my
we,
god,
we kind of talked about this before, but
did we?
Yeah,
we did, huh?
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean,
It's touchy people in general. Thing. I'm like, why the fuck are you touching
people
me?
People feel like they know you because they've literally consumed so much of, like, media of you, you know?
Yeah.
And I get that. I get that.
No, I understand it. I just, like...
It's a weird translation.
I've had parasocial relationships like that. Like, not to that extent, but, like, you know... But I don't know. Just, like... Maybe I'm just not a touchy person. I just... I don't understand that. Like, why are you touching people like that? You're fucking weird. Put your hands away. You should be in handcuffs.
Oh, my God.
What?
You feel like that fans are not.
Yeah, I think, yeah, fans are not. Like, anybody who's touchy like that, I'm like, don't fucking touch me, bro. Like, why are you touching my ass, touching my waist? Like, ew, oh my god. I mean,
especially you two, you seem like a very, like, inviting, welcoming person who just wants to be touched all over, I guess. I don't know.
Do you support me?
In what way?
In general.
I don't support your knife habits.
Bruh, it's one fucking knife.
Josiah like, got like
I put it back in the fucking bag.
Josiah got a fucking switchblade
months
and,
ago.
Every time there's an argument, he just pulls it out and like pretends no. like he's gonna like.
It's when like Seth and Corbin are chasing me through the house. I pull it out as a joke to be like, yeah, just please leave me alone.
As a joke, but seriously, like, dude, you're.
I'm not gonna do anything.
You're fucking threatening.
You think I'm gonna stab somebody? I think
accidentally it could happen while you're like.
Accidentally it could. Yeah, it is dangerous. I agree.
And you like
that.
Jump on the bed and you're like, yeah, I'm gonna get you. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And the blade is like this fucking big and it pops out.
Yeah, it's like a. Whoosh.
I mean,
well, I'm sorry.
Whatever. I mean,
but I'm never actually threatening somebody with it, but it is dangerous. And I don't think anybody should be doing that.
So it's okay. I mean, I understand the fans get too touchy. They got to learn consequences.
Bro, yeah, I'm going to start carrying that shit around with me. And be like, if they like, touch me, I'm like, the fuck are you doing?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were someone else.
Did you ever do that, like to like thinking it was your mom or dad?
Yeah, and be mom. I've called my teacher mom accidentally, but that's different. But I thought someone was my mom,
and like grabbed on their
like
tugged on their jeans.
And you turn around and you're like my face would get all red, and I'd be like speechless.
I don't know if I ever did that to my recollection, but I think I called my teacher mom once, and I like. Was so self-aware about it, or like so self-conscious. I was just like, oh my god, dude, like she thinks I'm a fucking kid now. Fucking like loser. And I was like in first grade. It was Miss Jackie.
And you're
shout
like
out
the
Miss
class
Jackie.
Clown.
Not at that point yet.
Oh,
I feel like maybe the next year or something. I like realized I was like funny. When did you think you were funny? Like when were you like, oh my god, I love laughing?
As long as I can remember.
But do you remember, like, a definitive, like, moment where you were, like, oh my god, like, this is what I can do. I can make people laugh.
I guess kind of when you started getting numbers on social media.
On Vine?
Like, not even then, really. Like, maybe a little later. Because even then, I was just like, I, like, still wasn't fully, like, I'm funny yet. I was like, this is funny for me. And it's, like, random that people like it. That's what I would say in my head.
Even with, like TikTok goes to clock and stuff?
Oh, God. See, like, dude, you have to work. You have to fucking, like, make work some for years. Shit.
Yeah.
Make some shitty shit. I mean, yeah, shit,
you see my
shit.
Old YouTube videos, too. It sucks. Like, they suck.
Yeah, they suck.
But then finally, but finally, you get to a point where they don't suck, like, as bad.
I mean, it's where you can you just have an understanding of, like, okay, this idea is funny. Like, understanding an idea is funny and understanding, like, oh, I can execute it at this level. And, like, I know it'll at least come out this funny.
Understanding your mama's bum hole is funny.
Yeah, you're...
It's time to play your support that. Favorite don't game. Support that. Would you rather?
Oh, let's do it with shots.
Dude, fuck that. Okay. By the way,
drink no more,
dude, man. I don't drink anymore. Really,
he doesn't
like
drink no more.
But especially right now, because like, hello,
in your head.
Diarrhea, bro.
Like, dude, Josiah was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick." I didn't see that man for like 3 hours. I forgot he was here.
I was shitting my brains out for the last few days. I still am. Like, it's just an unsettled stomach. Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the Belgian waffle from Jamba Juice because I've been having that a lot.
It definitely is.
You think that's a
common denominator? Dude, it's no, a new thing you've been trying, and
I
you eat it
like,
every day.
At
and
first
it's definitely
it
disgusting,
dairy?
Dude. Like Jamba Juice, you're eating food from.
R.I.P. Lil Tay, bro. Why did it get so quiet for that, bro? Like, genuinely, that was genuine. Rest in fucking peace. She was hilarious.
Because you're like making a joke right now, and it's not funny.
I'm not.
Like, a little kid died, and you're like, R.I.P. Lil Tay, bruh. Like, disrupting the conversation.
Rest in fucking peace. I had just remembered, and I was like, oh, my God. Like,
dude, that was one of the worst ways to wake up today. I, like, woke up and looked at my phone, and, like, everyone sent that to me, and it was, like, the first thing that I saw. Like, waking up to just, like, someone just, like, fucking dead.
Yeah, honestly, out of, like, all the celebrity deaths this year, that is genuinely, like, one that really hit me. Because, like, she's so young, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, that is awful.
Like, I mean, I didn't really care about, I guess, when she was alive that much. Like, I didn't, like, it's just, yeah, she's so young.
I thought she was so funny.
Yeah, and she was really funny.
She's hilarious. And her brother passed, too. Apparently, he was the one who was, like, writing all the shit she was saying.
Yeah, I remember that.
But it was a whole murky situation. I don't even fucking know, dude.
I know.
But let's play Would You Rather.
Like, why do you say that shit?
What, Would You Rather? Oh, the Lil Tay thing? It, like, brought the mood down. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I just remembered it. And I was like, oh my God. Wait, before we play Would You Rather, can I please tell you about how I ate ants this
weekend? Please, yeah.
Okay. Here's a disclaimer. If you don't like McDonald's or, like, live the life that I fucking live, get the fuck out of my face and don't, like, cast judgment upon me. Like, I got McDonald's cookies, right? You've had McDonald's cookies.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
Okay. I think they're great. I got them the night before with my girl, and I only had, like, a few bites, and I set it on the dresser, and I was like... Can I be honest? I set it on the floor and it was open. I didn't close the bag. And she lives in like an older house and it's like super hot and humid where she lives. So it's like there's a lot of ants, you know?
Yeah.
And
the ants got in the bag.
The ants. Well, here's the thing. I woke up the next morning immediately right when I woke up. I was like, oh my God, those cookies are still in here. Like, I want to eat some cookies. Like, and I grabbed them and I started eating them and I asked my girl, I was like, yo, you want some of these? And she was like, no. And I was like, bro, just have some. Like, have some. And she was like, okay. She has some. We, like, finished the cookies, and I look in the bag. There are, like, so many ants in that bag. And I was like, oh, my God.
Did you brush your teeth?
No. I like didn't want to, and I didn't want to look in the mirror at my teeth. I was like, I'm not like acknowledging this at all.
You knew you spit that shit out of me. I was like, fucking ants.
I fucking ate ants.
Like, you ate ants, bitch. That is the most like karma, like the world coming around.
That's the first thing I thought of. I was like, dude, like
this is what you fucking this, get.
It's like the great equalizer.
Oh my god, the great equalizer. You ate fucking ants, bro. Maybe that's why you've been shitting shit all over the fucking place. You got ants in your fucking dump. Tell me.
No way. You think so?
They could have been acidic ants. Usually, once those go to your intestines, you have like
why do you know
horrible
so much
diarrhea
about this?
For like a number of days.
Okay, you're lying.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm the one who ate them first.
And then Grace ate them, and then me.
Wait, Grace ate ants?
Oh, you don't know about Grace eating ants?
Grace, did you tell me this?
I don't know. It wasn't as dramatic. They were spicy, though.
Grace ate spicy ants. Gibby, have you ever eaten ants?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, not yet.
Just wait on it. It'll happen.
I feel like one time I was close, and it was at your house.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, I just have a jar of them, sprinkle them on your shit.
Thought it was seasoning.
Oh, you drank them.
Drank ants. But they got in her teeth. Mm. I didn't taste them at all. That's the scariest part.
As Grace said, hers was spicy.
Were yours spicy? You didn't really know, right? I didn't know either.
Mine was in the middle of the night, pitch black.
But let me tell you, after I fucking ate those ants, I was like, I want to go find this fucking anthill and like put a firecracker in it. Because
you want to kill more of their brothers that you just ate.
Yeah. Why do they have to be brothers? Why can't they be sisters?
He's the killer.
Hmm?
You're the killer.
Okay.
Would you want to play Would You Rather? Would you rather eat ants or...
Wait, would you rather give up breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Breakfast. I never eat it.
What about you, Gibby?
Lunch.
What? No, dude, give you not survive.
Bro, you love lunch. Like, every time you come over, you're always so concerned about lunch. Like, I'm so fucking hungry, bro.
Well, mostly I eat breakfast, and then I wait till dinner.
Dude, these would-you-rather questions suck fucking balls. Would you rather be too hot or too cold every time? What the fuck does that mean? Every time? Would you rather be too hot or too cold every time? That's what it says. Would you never be able to feel the other again? And would you find relief? How would you find relief?
This sucks. would you rather have a bowl cut? Or eat ants?
Fucking eat ants, honestly. Fuck that bowl cut.
Bulk up,
would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck? Oh my god, they got us really good with that one.
Would you? Okay, Gibby, this one's for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You didn't even answer. That.
No. I this is like an add-on. Mm. Would you rather fight Billy or Gene?
Be honest.
You gotta be honest.
Both or none.
What?
Bro, if it was me and Lucas,
it's a would you rather.
You're going to end up dead, bro.
Billy or.
I don't know. I don't want to fight either.
You have to.
Why?
For $1 million.
Yeah, it's like $1 trillion. It's to save your mother's life.
Yeah.
Why did you have to bring my mom into this?
Sorry, it's to save your father's life.
Always is talking about people's
it's
moms,
it's to save the
dude.
Fucking horse with the hole in its life.
Yes. To save the horse.
I already saved its life.
Bro, there's a hole again.
There's another hole, man.
Are you high right now?
No.
Okay.
Would you rather be
high or nervous?
Yeah, high or nervous.
I don't like this question.
Wait, Gibby, would you rather begin every sentence with "Hey, idiot," or end every sentence with "Haha, I was just kidding"? Who needs meaningful relationships anyways? That's what it says. Fuck this website. This is Mantelligence.
What did you, what you clicked on it, bro. You're the dummy you clicked on it. Would you rather be...
No one's answering mine.
Which anime would you rather be in? Spirited Away or Naruto?
Spirited Away.
Well, because it was pretty creepy a little bit straight away. Like, when the humans in the beginning.
Yeah, I agree.
Naruto is kind of cool, but it's also scary.
But you can, like, die,
but
bro.
You can be Hokage in the village, give yeah, me.
I don't know. I'm kind of with Naruto, to be honest.
You'd be a good Hokage. There's what the fuck are you
there's
doing?
There's a fucking fly. You're Wait, see, would you rather get things. Slapped in the face with a fish or farted on? That's a real one that's written down here.
By who?
Farted on by who?
Yeah, it depends.
Like Aretha Franklin.
Oh, definitely that. Yeah, farted on. Definitely sure. That. Definitely smell that shit.
Why? Like, she's a legend? Would you rather be some pet goldfish or a wild lizard? What are these fucking questions? Would you rather have your tongue pierced or have a shoulder tattoo? Like, probably shoulder tattoo.
Of what?
Like a dolphin.
You get a shoulder tattoo?
Dude, fuck no. I'm never getting a tattoo again. I got a tattoo once. Big fucking mistake. So you
get the tongue thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
I would too. I think that would be a cool idea. We should do it together.
Get our tongues pierced?
Why not?
No. I don't want to do that. I would do that for like $100,000.
What?
Would you rather give up social media or eat the same dinner for the rest of your life? Eat the same dinner for my rest of my life.
I could do that. I'd eat Maggiano's chicken parm fresh off the grill.
Would you rather be smart but a total jerk or really sweet but really dumb?
Dude,
I think I'm already the latter.
Dude, I actually think about that question every day of my life. And I think about how, like, if you're just dumb enough, like, ignorance is bliss, you know? Like, if you're that dumb like a dog, like, they're happy all the fucking time. And you look at some of the smartest people in the world, they're so depressed. They're so sad. But they're, you know, aware. They're self-aware. They're not ignorant. Like, there's, you know, purpose in that. Like, I don't know how much an idiot, like, has yeah, purpose.
I'd rather be dumb.
I know. That was my answer, too. But I don't know. I think about the other answer a lot.
Would you rather have to make a 1-minute speech in front of 10,000 people or have to kiss a frog? What? What? Who's writing these?
Would you rather have corn up your ass or firework dinner?
What is firework dinner?
Gunpowder in your cheese.
Gibby, you want to answer that one?
What was the question?
Would you rather have boobies for lunch or vagina for dinner?
I don't want to answer that
one. Oh, hi, Joe.
How about this? Do you want a milkshake on your head?
No.
It's too hot to be laughing like this. Stop making me laugh. Joe, what are you doing? Why, dude, every time he comes on the bed, his first place to go is like, the camera. What is that?
He likes this point in the room. Like, it's a high point, and he has, like, good, what's it called? Like,
he's just going to do it again.
Go, Joe!
Hi.
Hey, man.
¿Cómo estás, muy bien?
Would you rather have huge boobs or a huge vagina?
Where would they be?
In their places that they're meant to be. Where would they be? I'd rather have a huge vagina.
Huge vagina.
Yeah. Huge boobs would, like, hurt my back. And
yeah,
like,
a lot of problems with that.
Like, I'd have to buy a big-ass bra, like...
Yeah, I know. I would have to buy a bunch of new clothing. But with a vagina, actually, it's... You can still wear the same clothes.
It's, like, really big.
That's fun.
It's, like, huge.
Can I get pregnant?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Dude, you pregnant would, like...
Oh, dude.
Be the worst.
My baby would come out with, like, dents in his head and shit.
If you got pregnant, would you keep drinking?
No. What the fuck kind of question is that? I could stop for, like, a year.
It's easy. Would you keep smoking?
Does that affect the baby? No, weed doesn't affect the baby, right?
Yeah.
Does nicotine affect the baby? Shit, dude. It sucks being pregnant.
Yeah.
Shit, that sucks.
That's what, dude, I'm saying. Like, you pregnant would suck. You'd be all moody. Do you want to drink or anything?
Do you want to know how I was born? My mom told me the other day.
Can I guess first before you tell me?
No.
Was there a wizard that, like, Wingardium Leviosa'd you, like, out of your mama's vag?
Yes.
Just, yeah. How were you born?
So, my mom was born at the FV hospital.
Your mom was?
No, I was. My mom had me there. And it was, like, a very janky hospital. Like, there was, like, a lot of things would get stolen there.
Mountain
like,
Valley Hospital?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The one, like, by my grandma's house.
I guess.
She's dead now. That was a shitty hospital.
Yeah, it was a really, 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 like, I don't know. Just, like, no one really knew what they were doing there as much, I guess.
Were your parents in, like, their flop era or something? Were they broke?
No. It's just, like, that's where they moved, and that was the closest hospital.
Uh-huh.
And I think my dad worked close to there.
Mm.
They would, like, make her do, like, they told her, like, they got in, like, because I was flipped in the womb. So they got, like, a specialist, like, not a chiropractor, but, like a yoga person. And to literally, like, put their knee on my mom's stomach to, like, turn me and, like, manually fucking turn me. And apparently that's, like, something that, like, isn't really done as much anymore. And, like, if done wrong, could have easily killed both me and my mom. And then they would, like, make her, like, do laps around the hospital to, like, get me, like, closer out, you know?
That's,
and they literally made her run laps around the hospital. Isn't that fucking crazy?
Were they, like, timing her?
I don't know, but I just imagine that, like, dude, like she literally had to fucking, like, what?
To help her. Dude, the doctors weren't actually trying to help her. They literally just, like, all sent, like, different pregnant women around the hospital, and they were all timing them, being like, all right, you got money on
her? Yeah, I got 30 on this one.
That's what I would do if I was a doctor,
that's
bro.
That's so funny.
I'd be up to shit like that. But you made it out.
Yeah, and
you're,
like,
fine for the most part.
And it was scary because, like, there's a little tag on the baby to know, like, which one's yours, like, and it has a number on it. And
really?
Yeah. And like, when they got home, I was, like, really, really white compared to my brother Josh, and they were, like, a little worried. They're like, I don't know, like, excuse me, like, let's check the number to make sure we got it. So my dad was, like, looking at the number on me, and my mom was, like, reading it out. And my dad, for the last two numbers, changed them and to prank my mom to pretend like they brought home the wrong baby. And my mom was like, I don't care, I'm keeping this one and my other baby, I already fucking love this one, like, I'm keeping both, like, I don't give a shit. And then my dad was like, no, I'm just kidding, we have the right baby. But, you know, still to this day they pretend like I was, you know, adopted and shit.
Would you rather kill a baby or
what?
Dude, Gibby doesn't like that one. All right, how about this? Would you rather...
Wait, hold on. Would you rather kill a baby or kill a bus that has 10 people on it?
Wait, what's the first one?
Kill a baby or kill a bus that has 10 people on it. Or kill a pirate.
I mean, there could be a baby on the bus too, right?
Or kill, like, a pirate.
Or kill a pirate. Preferably Hook.
From the movie Hook. What would you do, Gibby?
Yeah, what would you do?
Would you save the pirate?
No, I wouldn't do anything.
You gotta pick one of them, bro.
Well, no, I don't.
Okay, Lucas. I would fucking kill the pirate, hello.
I would kill pirate. Yeah.
I would kill pirate.
Okay, that's sad. I think that's, like, the general consensus.
I didn't like the first two.
And Josiah just has a big screenshot of a pirate on his phone. I don't know. You're so weird. What goes on in your head?
What?
You're just, like, sitting there for a while too. Like, I didn't even, like, dude. What are you doing?
Would you rather have a hook for a hand or a peg for a leg?
Oh, that's a good one.
I would rather have the hook, bro.
Dude, peg leg is fucking sick. I'd take peg leg any fucking day. I'll take peg leg right now.
No, I'd rather have the hook hand. Hello? I'd, like, threaten people with it all the time.
Dude, I would, like, do
dance. Like, come here!
I'd do, like, dance moves with my leg and, like, spin on it. That'd be so sick. Yeah, that'd be so fucking cool. It's like, dude, that guy's a fucking peg leg, bro. And I'd walk up, yo, what's goody, my dudes?
Like, everywhere you'd go, I'd be like,
Yeah. I'd make music with it. Like, ta, 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 ta. I would, like, you know, I'd be cool. I'd be cool.
Yeah, you can use it as a drumstick, bro. Like, when you sit down to drum, you just, like, pop it off and... Yeah, man.
It's not even, like, wood. It's just, like, a drumstick.
You just jam it into where, like, the bone was. Like,
it's stepping on it.
Would you rather get a drumstick put in your butt or, like...
That one, that one. A,
or, like, a banana?
Is it peeled?
And Gibby's not saying anything, and neither is Grace. I'm going crazy right now, and Gibby's not doing any sound effects.
I was looking straight at Gibby while I was doing that, and I was like trying to do anything in my power that would just make him look at me, and he like wouldn't look for so long. I was trying so hard. Like, that's what he's thinking right now. Like, that's actually his thought. You're not real. You're only made of moonlight.
Can you play that again?
Oh, my God.
You're not real. You're only made of moonlight.
Bruh. That is, like, making me sweat.
Oh, me too.
Okay, well, what'd you do this week?
It was my good friend's birthday party.
And you were there.
Oh, yeah, we did do that. Happy B-Day, Max.
Yeah, Max. Max Attack. It was a lot of fun. It was kind of stressful setting things up, but Grace and Gibby came over early, and they helped with literally everything, especially Grace. Grace has, like, it's, like, in her blood. She can, like, just make everything look beautiful. And she, like, got all the chips. She got everything. She was, like, thinking 10 steps ahead while doing step number one. And it was just like, I was like, oh my God, thank God. Because I can't. I'm like, with setting, I'm like, are the drinks in the freezer? And like, I'll get to doing that for like 15 minutes. But we got everything set up. We even got Gibby's fucking DJ booth set up. We had a big speaker. Yeah. And Gibby was set up with a soundboard, and he was like setting it, like, you know, everyone was taking their own little spin on it. It was cool.
Yeah, I got some BLP kosher.
EJ
on
was
there.
Back there. It was lit.
Yeah. It was turning up, and then sadly it got rolled.
Yeah.
And there cops was like guns quick. Drawn and everything. It was like the worst.
I don't remember that. I think it was because you pulled out your knife.
No, it wasn't by the cops. The cops left, and then Max pulled out his gun on me in the bathroom.
And we got Max an Xbox. It was pretty cool. What?
What?
Dude, he's talking about Max like that.
He's like, no, fucking, he was threatening me. Well, he's like, fucking bend over.
Dude, last night, did you hear this about Max's mic getting muted?
Yeah.
Okay,
so fucking sad. What? Wait, what was that you were just playing?
What was that?
Can you play it again? Can you play it again?
You're gonna get in fucking trouble. Play it again.
Hello, this is the naughty checkpoint. To confirm you've been a naughty kitten, please type meow. To confirm you've been a naughty dog, please type.
I wish Grace could hear that.
To confirm you
want
to be grasped within my clutches, please type ooh will. Thank you.
Do you think you could talk like that, like the tone of your voice?
Try talking like that.
I don't think I could.
You got a low voice, though.
Yeah.
You got, like, the lowest voice
here.
People
say that your voice is really nice to listen to.
Yeah, a lot of comments say that.
Like, you have a good kind of, like, talk show host voice kind of.
Yeah, like Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Or, like, Wendy Williams.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Wendy Williams.
I really? Love Wendy you do? Williams. Yeah. Do you prefer Wendy Williams? Would you rather have sex with Wendy Williams or RuPaul?
I don't know who RuPaul is.
Wendy Williams.
I don't
want
to have sex with Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams or Whitney Houston?
Whitney Houston.
She's dead, man.
Yeah, that's bones, bro.
But I thought you were saying, like, I would bring her back to life. I don't know.
Dead dick's so good.
No, I'm not saying that. Oh,
damn.
I'm saying, like, in this scenario, she's alive.
She would, like, still be alive.
Yeah.
Okay, then, like, Wendy Williams or, like, Rihanna. I go Wendy all day.
Rihanna.
1 hour with Beyonce or 1 month with Wendy Williams?
Like living with them?
Straight fucking going to town.
Wait, it's Wendy.
It's gonna be so loud, man.
Wendy Williams, I think she.
Stop doing that.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, yeah. Wait, were you checking if Wendy Williams was alive?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Of course not. I know she's alive.
I would rather spend a month with Wendy Williams than one day with Beyonce. Yeah.
What would you do?
With Wendy?
Yeah.
We'd go shopping. I'd roll her around in the wheelchair. We'd like have sex. We would like. I would genuine. My main goal would be to get her pregnant. Because I want more time with her.
Oh my god.
I would try and trap her.
You'd like poke holes in your own condoms.
Yeah, I said that recently. I was like, I want fucking kids. I've been poking holes in my condoms.
I know. What are you talking about? Like, because you've always fucking, like, I swear to God, I talked to you about this like a month ago, and you're like, I fucking hate kids.
I fell in love.
I fucking hate them. And, like, if I could kick one, I would.
I never said that. Maybe I said that, but like, I fell in love.
I mean, like, what changed? You met a cool kid or what?
Falling in love and just being like, oh my god, like, I don't, like, it's like a
biological, like, primal.
Yeah, it's like a primal, like, I want to reproduce with this person.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful.
Not right now. Like, not for a long time, but, like,
I mean, eventually. You could if you wanted to right now.
Can you, like, not say that? Because I don't want to deal with the whole, like, abortion thing.
I mean, sometimes it's,
Would you rather...
You gotta start early.
Would you rather kill JoJo or Frankie?
I mean, Frankie, but fuck that question. Would you rather, get pregnant today? Or the only time you're able to get pregnant is 40 years from now?
I would be 62. I'd rather get pregnant now, I guess. Me, myself?
Yes. But you could get an outside donor.
I'd kill myself if I was pregnant. Right when I'd spit that baby out and just...
Oh.
I'm not fucking raising this shit for 18 years, yeah, right.
Would you rather raise Gibby kids now?
Gibby kids? The what? Fuck is Gibby kids? He said, would you rather raise Gibby kids now? What is Gibby kids? Is that like Gibby's kids? Or like Gibby as a kid?
They're an extension of him.
Like just little mini Gibbies? How many?
Eight? Eight, but they're, you know, like pieces of Gibby.
Could I get rid of like five of them?
What do you mean get rid of?
Oh, no.
Throw them in the fire.
Fire? Gibby, he's saying he's gonna kill your kids, bro.
That could be me.
Bro, but like he's saying like I have to raise eight of them on my own?
Not on your own, you can get some help.
Are you saying like I feel like
I would need like two other people to help
I think
me.
What I would do is I would drop one off at like
you just use each two of my the friend's house. To help you.
like kittens? Like you just be like, oh guys, like my cat had a bunch of kittens. Like here you guys go.
No, it would be in the middle of the night, I would knock and then I would put them in a basket and dip.
Do you think they'd all realize, like, this looks exactly like Gibby?
Yeah, but they wouldn't know why. And I would pretend like I got one at my doorstep,
but then
when
you guys, like, have the reunion, like, and you all bring your kids, you're all like, oh, our kids are all twins. That's weird.
No, we would, like, call each other, like, yo, did you get this shit, too?
Oh, my God, me and Drew had this idea. I don't know if I've ever talked about this. Should I? We're never going to fucking do this. Basically, like, there was this... We had this,
a man.
No, we had this idea to put fish on like someone's doorstep. I won't say who, but like,
oh, I remember this.
Yeah, and we like wanted to put a fish on their doorstep, like just like an uncooked fish, just because like the thought of them like having to like pick it up or like throw
like,
it out.
They definitely
like,
have maize or some shit.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, but like, I don't know. But we were like, oh my god, like we should like tonight. We were like, let's do this tonight and get like 40 like big ass like. What are you guys talking about?
We're not talking. Did you hear us say anything?
No, you were going like, Ingeby was like.
I wasn't.
Yeah, neither was I.
Y'all are gaslighting me.
I was listening to the conversation. Or to you talking.
Basically, we were like, let's get 40 like raw fish tonight and like leave them at like so many influencers like doors tonight and like wait for them all to wake up in the morning and like start posting it about it on their stories and be like, oh my God, I got this fish at my door. And then like their friends would be like, oh my God, me too. And we are going to like have some of like our East Coast friends like do it to influencers on that side too, like all in the same night. So like everyone was waking up with fish on their door.
The fishing.
Yeah, it was going to be like a mass fishing.
That's actually pretty cool. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I just don't think we'll ever do it.
I mean,
should I cut that out?
You don't have the numbers.
Should you cut that out?
Y'all are never going to fucking do it. Stop pretending.
That would be so funny, though.
It would. It's a great idea, but you're not going to do it. Maybe now we will, because...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's not like a lot of people watch this podcast.
Yeah.
Would you rather be in prison for 5 years or kill your mother?
Why?
Okay, would you rather have Josiah muted for 3 years or not be able to go to the grocery store?
Not be able to go to the grocery store, bro. Are you fucking kidding me?
What? I really been trying to... I'm only grocery store. You know what I mean?
Give me, bro. You can go to 7-Eleven.
No, 7-Eleven?
Come on, bro. Have someone else pick stuff up for you there.
I love how you answered, too.
We can learn sign language together.
Bro, you want me on mute for 3 years. You never hear my voice for 3 years. And you'd be fine with that. You know what? Yeah, you'd be fine with that.
Give me...
I'm going to kill myself because clearly everyone just wants me to be on mute.
Sorry. It was in response to something that you said.
I'm sorry.
It was too bombastic.
Okay, yeah. Would you rather do 50 I'm years sorry. In prison or kill your mom? So, 90.
No, I don't like this.
90 years. Better. Or kill your uncle. Sorry, your uncle.
I'd rather do 100 years in prison, I guess.
100 years in prison rather than kill your uncle? I'm not a big fan of my uncle, bro. He's gone. 100 years.
I don't even know my uncle.
There you go, bro. Like,
your uncle was a bachelor.
No, that's his cousin.
What the fuck? No. That's not even my cousin, bro.
Isn't it like your third cousin or something?
I don't even know.
But, like, you told lie about us. That? You told
no,
us
no, he's cousin. Like pulled up to like the family like when I was a kid and shit. I don't know.
Would you rather kiss 30 guys in one night or make out with like Wendy Williams for like 5 hours straight?
30?
Wait, what was
but it? It's just like pecks, like 30? Would you rather kiss 30 guys like just like a peck on the lips like in one night or make out with Wendy Williams for five hours?
I know your answer,
bro. Bless you, Grace. I would kiss 30 guys, bro. Making out with Wendy.
I thought you liked Wendy.
I know I do, like, because I want to be around her, and, like, I'll drop my seed, but, like, I don't want to be, like, making out with her for 5 hours. That's, like, awful.
Yare yare does it.
I guess Wendy Williams.
You'd rather...
Never give up.
Make out
yeah,
with
that's
Wendy
what
Williams.
I would be thinking while I'm doing.
Yeah, never back down.
Down.
Never give up.
One more hours.
Oh my God. You'd rather do the Wendy thing.
I guess, yeah.
Bro, it's like pecs.
I don't want to kiss 30 guys. I mean, I guess, sure. It's on the lips, all of them?
Yeah.
Are they like good looking? Are they like ugly fucking?
Bro, it's just like a bunch of guys like at a party, like an LA party. They all, like, are wearing chapstick and shit, bro. You know, everyone in fucking LA is, like, gay as fuck.
Yeah, but they're gross. They're dirty.
They're all confirmed no herpes.
Stop trying to convince me to kiss 30 guys. I don't want to
kiss
30
I'm just
guys.
Saying, like, that, I would way rather do that than fucking make out with Wendy for 5 hours.
Five hours is so long.
Bro, that's like a shift.
Yeah.
It's like a shift at work in the whole time.
It's not possible, dude. Your mouth would, like... hurt. That would be like physically so straining. Like I don't like.
And you know she uses like tongue and teeth. Like she's gonna be biting your lips.
Oh my God.
She's gonna be like licking your gums.
Yare yare does it.
Oh, and she would. I feel like she's the type too that would like be making like little vocal like oh yeah. Like,
uh-huh. How you doing?
Oh yeah. Like, something.
I don't want to speak ill of Wendy though. I love Wendy. I just don't want to make out with her, you know. but
that's fair.
I'd get her pregnant, and I'd raise the fuck out of that kid.
You're like, I won't kiss her.
Because I look at her like a friend, like a partner, but like I'm not like, ooh, yeah, she's hot.
Ooh, like, yada yada. Like, I'm make not out like with that her. Shit. Yeah, I know what you mean. I would, like, what you were saying, like, going shopping, like seeing, like, where, like, her cool bar she goes to or something.
Yeah.
Like, that would be really fun.
Yeah.
And I feel like she would be, like, so easy to talk to. She's literally, has been doing the talk show for years. I'm, like, I feel like I would just sit back and enjoy, like, whatever she has to say.
Dude, yeah, I could listen to her talk for, like, 20 hours straight. Wait, what did I do this week?
Diarrhea. Ate ants. Went to Jamba Juice.
I went to Jamba Juice, like, a lot. And I went there this morning, got that fucking Belgian waffle, and it's usually so good. Like, they put, like, syrup in it and, like, sugar on top, and it's so good.
Dude,
it tastes like fucking Clorox, like, bleach. It was disgusting today.
Oh, really?
It was awful.
I mean, that's how it normally tastes for me, so I was surprised that the first time it actually tasted
You've
good.
Never had a Jamba Juice Belgian waffle?
I have, from Jamba Juice.
Did you like it?
It tasted like Clorox.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it did make my stomach hurt, I think, if I remember correctly.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
You think they're putting Clorox in it?
I think that they don't sell food. I think they sell fucking drinks. Why are you buying food from the drink store?
I guess I don't know. I guess you're right.
You know, I signed up for one of their, like, Jamba Juice friendship app things, and they kept sending me emails, and they sent me an email one time that says, "Don't come to our establishment. You can't handle it."
Bro,
and wait, I was like, what the fuck?
They were using
your
first psychology.
Yeah, I was like, bro, why did you sign definitely. Up for that? Because it was like you get half off. It was like one of those things where you're like, are you sure you don't want to do it? Like the cashier person. And I was like, fine, I'll just fucking do it.
That's my least favorite person in the world, is persistent cashiers who are like, just sign up for it. Like, you could, like, it only takes a minute.
It's so funny because, like, I've worked retail, and I know that, like, when they say those things, like, it does save you money. And I remember always thinking, like, I'm like, why don't people do this shit more? Like, you know, like, it literally, like, saves them so much money. But on the other side of it, it is just fucking annoying. It's like, I want to leave right now. I don't want to do this shit.
Yeah.
Even though it actually will probably help me, and it actually is probably a good idea. I mean, some of them are scams, but yeah.
I just don't, like, I just always say no. No, I'm good. Thank you, though.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Do your fucking job.
Mind your business, bitch.
Oh.
You know the Britney Spears song?
Oh.
Sorry. The new one with Will.i.am.
I guess, yeah. And they, like, took that old photo of Britney.
Yeah, mind your business, bitch. That's literally what it sounds like.
That's cool, yeah. She's still doing her shit.
Okay, so there's
a man.
No, there's this, like, liquor store, and I'm not gonna say what it is, but I've been prank calling them for
years.
Literally, probably at this point, like, 2 years. And I call them consistently, and I always get the same guy who works in the back. And I always ask them the same thing. I say, do you guys have the butthole beers or vagina vodka anymore? Or is that not in stock? And he gets so angry. Like, he has told me to kill myself before. He has told me to drown myself in the bath.
That's dumb. You should kill yourself.
He has, like, and we've, like, made peace before. We've had long conversations. Like, I know this man.
And he just did it again.
And I just did it again tonight. Yeah. And I thought, maybe, should we do it right now?
Yeah, sure.
Gibby?
Yeah.
You think so?
I love it.
Gibby loves it.
Dude, Gibby does love it. Gibby asked me to do it today. He was like, can you please call them?
One of the guys there was actually really cool, though.
Yeah, I hope I don't get him. I hope
I get
the guy in the back. He just
responded, he's like, you have the butthole beer and vagina vodka? And he was just like, yeah, we have 6 in the back and 1 in the front. And Josiah, like, was speechless. Josiah was like,
can you hear that?
Yeah, it's perfect. Let's
see if it picks up. I'm scared. Who's the man?
Hi, do you guys have, what's the biggest size of Casamigos you guys carry there? This is the guy.
And Repo
Okay, and do you guys still have the butthole beer and the vagina vodka or no?
Bro, go kill yourself.
Bro, he's gonna kill myself again! Yes, bro!
Should I call him back and be like, why you told me to kill myself? No, I can't even right now. I've had this back and forth with him like so many times where I call him back and I'm like, why you told me to kill myself? And he's like, bro, shut the fuck up. And he hangs up again. And it takes like calls and calls. Because the thing is at that liquor store, they will never not pick up. They have to pick up.
Call him back and be like, yo, come on, why'd you tell me to kill myself?
Should I?
Yeah, because no, that was kind of harsh. Just
leave it.
At least maybe apologize, but like, yo, my bad.
That's what I've done before. And I'm like, God. Look, man, I'm sorry, but like, you know, you can't tell people to kill themselves.
Dude, and he hasn't learned a single damn thing.
You know what my favorite is? Dude,
he
literally,
it was like frame one. He was like, go kill yourself. That's soon. Dude, I'm so glad we vagina vodka. Oh my God. I'd be so pissed. And I'm like working. It's like the end of the day. Oh my God. Go kill yourself.
But that's why you hook them in with a real question.
Dude, you do that. You have like the perfect.
I love your accents. Yeah. You literally, like.
But with that guy, I can't use the same voice every time.
You have so many different voices.
I know. It's like an old lady's one.
Old man, yeah.
Dude. Do you have the Peyton Manning burger?
I love that one. That was just like
I fucked up earlier and I called McDonald's. I was going to ask about the 49ers burger with the Peyton Manning sauce. And I accidentally said, I was like, do you have the Peyton Manning burger with the Peyton Manning sauce? Yeah, and the like fat ass fucking French fries. I sucked, and I hung up before I even said anything. Or you know what my favorite is? Is calling,
Oh my God.
I love, wait, what was I going to say?
Oh my God.
What was I going to say? Oh my God. Actually, I have a story about prank calls one time. Oh. One time, and this might be really fucked up, like, I really don't know, but to me, it's just funny. Sorry, it is. One time, we were in this really small town. I'm not going to say what town it is, but it was like me, Drew, and Enya.
Westwood.
No, Westwood.
It's north of Eastwood.
You're like greening me out. No, we called, basically we were in this really small town and they only had like two like nightlife kind of restaurants there. Like that was it. And we called I called one of them and I told them that like some employees from the other restaurant, like down the street, were talking shit on their establishment, saying like that they had rats there and all this shit. And they were like, oh, really? They were like, what was her name? And I was like, I don't know. I didn't catch her name. And she was like, let me get the manager. And the manager was like, I heard them talking. And they were like, he was like, oh, it's probably fucking Cheryl. Like, she fucking, because, and the girl got back on the phone and she was like, yeah, we had some employees who like tried to work here and we had to let them go like very quick because they were like awful employees. So it's probably them, just letting you know. And then I hung up, called the other restaurant told them that they said all this shit about them.
Oh my God.
And now they probably like, there's a lot of beef. And then we just like left like 2 days later, like, and I've never been back to that town.
So you guys cause and spread hatred.
Why do you put it like that? Like, it was hilarious.
It was funny for some, but for others...
Bro, it's actually, like good competition.
I agree. Like, I agree. Because, honestly, like, you know, with my chess pieces, like, instead of, like, putting them the, like, correct area, like, the knight's supposed to go here and all that shit, sometimes I just fucking throw them. You know, I throw them at the other person. I throw them... I do whatever I want with my chess pieces.
You don't play chess.
But what I'm saying is that your chess pieces are real people. And you do what you want with them. And you manipulate and you spread lies.
But you just throw your chess pieces at people?
The fuck are you talking about,
man? I didn't get that one.
This isn't a fucking Queen's Gambit, okay? Fucking Anya Taylor-Joy. Fucking idiot.
Who?
I'm Princess
Anya Taylor-Joy.
Peach.
Who is that?
That's the girl.
Princess Peach.
From Queen's Gambit.
Who's Green's Gambit? Or where is Green's,
Green's Gambit is in Westwood.
Where's Westwood?
It's north of Eastwood.
Oh, I was going to say my favorite prank call to do is calling Taco Bell and trying to convince them that I'm stuck in the bell outside.
Yeah. They like never get it though. They're like, what?
What are you saying? And I'm like, I climbed up to the bell and I wanted to ring it. And I got stuck up here.
Please
come try and get me down. Or when I was in New York, I kept doing this when I was like calling like restaurants and I was just like, hey, like it's this person, just hoping that they have someone who works there. Or I would just be like, hey, like, I'm supposed to start my shift in like 30 minutes. But I like don't have any clothes and I can't go home. I'm like right in the middle of like the intersection right outside. Like butt naked nasty. Like, can you please bring a uniform out to me? Like, please, please, please. And one guy in New York actually was like, yeah, 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 I'll bring it, I'll bring it out. And he like came out and he was like, I don't see you anywhere, man. I was like, damn, dude, he's so nice. But
Yeah, nice people are fucking chumps.
No, I love nice people. That's like the best thing. Like, I'll act like an old person and like call gas stations and be like, I don't know how to get there from my house. Like, this is my address. And they've like mapped it for me before.
That's crazy.
And been like, all right, and you're supposed to take a left here, take a right on this street. Like, the nicest people. I swear. There's some really, really good people. And that's what gives me the will to, you know, live.
Be so bad. What?
Am I that bad?
I'm just saying that the darkness always has to balance the light.
How I look at it is I'm like, dude, these prank calls give someone a story to go home and fucking tell because they're probably so fucking boring. Like, sorry, they are. But, like, it gives them an exciting story. Like, I excited their day. They're working some fucking stupid job that they probably don't like.
You know who says the same shit?
Who?
Gibby when we play Transit.
What are you talking about?
When he keeps us off the bus, he says, what, man? Like, it makes it more exciting. Like, you gotta have some, like, excitement in your life.
I don't want to talk about zombies.
And it makes you mad. So, on the other end of it, it makes you mad. Because when you click end phone call, you don't get to see their reaction. You don't see when they go home.
You're, like, actually gonna piss me off. I don't want to talk about zombies. We played yesterday for what felt like 6 hours. It made me
Knock your fucking teeth out, you
dude, we played Mom of the Dead.
You motherfucker! If you don't want to fucking be here, get the fuck out!
Why does
out.
It sound like that? What the fuck? It sounded like you went through like the wrong satellite.
The wrong satellite?
Satellite?
You know when your phone calls someone?
Yeah.
You know how that happens?
Oh, how does that happen? Like a robot voice?
Dude, I'm just saying when it beams up to the satellite.
You remember that one time Seth called us and he was like late for a practice? And Seth called us and he was like really bummed out. But like his voice for some reason was like robot and he was like, hey guys, I'm so sorry, I'm not gonna be able to make it, like on the phone, like, but it was his voice but like in that monotone way, and we were like laughing and he was like, why are you guys laughing? And like he just hung up because he was like, dude, fuck them. But it was because his voice was like fucking robot, bro.
He's like, seriously, like, I feel like so much shit, like, I just like feel horrible today.
We should make like a top 10 like tier list of like Seth's reasons for being late.
I mean, at this point, like, you invite him 30 minutes early, that's it.
Oh my god, also Vinny texted me an idea for the podcast. If you guys don't know who Vinny is, get the fuck off here. Who's Daily Dose of Internet? Who's Daily Dose of Internet?
That's a person?
Who's Daily Dose of Internet? Daily Dose. Hey, Siri. Look up Daily Dose of Internet. Oh, it's a YouTube channel.
Yeah. You never seen it?
Oh, wait, no, it's a guy.
Who's shitty YouTube is this?
So you know what? Fuck you, Vinny, because Vinny's idea was you should have Daily Dose of Internet on the pod next week. How am I supposed to get that person's number, Vinny? Do you have his number?
Answer, Gibby.
No, Vinny. Oh, dude. Why are you fucking asking Gibby to answer? Gibby's not the one who said it. Vinny is.
I don't have the answer.
Bro, I want Gibby, I want you to meet Vinny.
I also want to put Gibby on top of the Statue of Liberty.
Why?
See how he would react.
Gibby or Vinny?
I would love to go to the New York.
For have sure. You never been to the Statue of Liberty?
You've never been?
Of course.
We should do a podcast in New York.
Gibby, we should go to New York together.
Let's go. Dude,
that would be so fun.
We should get him like clothing, get him go shopping.
Dude, I'd love to.
Are you paying for it?
I'll pay Gibby for paying it. For I can, yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah, Gibby, you actually, I forgot. You got that huge thing of cash in your room.
Dude, exactly. What Gibby does is...
Okay. Yo, don't... Okay, all right, okay, let's okay. relax. Let's relax.
And his address is
and his address is
Wait, this is all I hear when people are talking about like fucking like sports and stuff. It sounds like like I don't know who the fucking 46ers are. Sorry.
Okay.
Or are the Leakers. What is the Leakers?
The 76ers or the 49ers? Because that was like a two. Like, it could be two you're thinking of. I don't know.
I don't know who Colby... I don't know who Colby Bryce is, bro. Okay, sorry.
Okay, that's
pretty... I don't know who LeBron James is.
LeBron James?
You see him in Fortnite.
You know who LeBron James is. It's not
even a sports thing anymore, man.
All right, sorry.
He's more than an athlete.
Oh, Gibby.
Gibby, would you rather have sex with LeBron James?
Thank you. I was about to say.
Or, like...
Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams.
I don't want to ruin my relationship with LeBron James, so I'd do Wendy Williams.
Ruin your relationship?
What relationship?
He has a faithful marriage with his wife.
Oh, like, oh no. He's single in this scenario. Like, that shit doesn't matter.
This is, like, years ago.
No, I don't like this question.
And just answer it, bro.
I plead the fifth.
So it's LeBron.
No. Why does that have to be Wendy Williams? Can we do anyone else?
Wendy or LeBron James, or like.
How about this? Would you rather have
Nicki
LeBron?
Minaj.
LeBron.
Nicki Minaj.
Oh my fuck.
Would you rather have LeBron James train you for a year, personally, or would you rather take LeBron James' basketball powers for your own?
Because
you could be the GOAT. You could be the GOAT. Like,
yeah, take cool, his powers, but bro. I would, you know, that's just wrong, you know? So I'd train him. And I'd tell him.
Wait, like, train so him? You would take his powers and train him?
Oh, no, sorry. I misspoke. I would get trained by him.
Yeah.
Would you rather kiss LeBron James or gosh. Michael Jordan?
Bro, what?
Okay, would you rather have Josie stop asking "would you rather" questions, or would you rather?
This is why.
Or would you rather end the episode?
Or would you rather fuck LeBron James? Or, okay, how about this? Would you slob on James's knob, or no? Just chill, bro. Stop, chill, chill. Bro. Or would you basket his balls?
Or would you rather dunk on his drawers? Bro, I think we just gotta end it here.
Yeah, okay. That was good.
Well, I'm Billy.
And I'm Gene!
Pizza. And thank you. We are not your lovers!
So you're a squirter.
I'm a squirter.
Oh my god.
You motherfucker!
Meatball!
What the fuck is going on in here on this day?
What the hell?
He's the killer. He's the killer. He's the killer.
Let it fly. Fly, fly. Pizza.
Bye. Have a great time.